Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, I think we have you down here for a 45-minute session. Now, Angie, I don't believe we have you down here for a recording for the session, but let me go ahead and get that device on just in case you want that at a later time. You'll have that as an option. It's good, especially for longer sessions. Now, Angie, I do believe this is the first time that we've had a session together. So real quick, before we get started, let me give you a couple ideas about how the session is going to work. What I'm going to do in a moment is I'm going to intuitively focus into your life. And as I do that, I generally get pulled towards some hot spots going in around you, maybe some questions you're having, some things you're facing. I'm going to tell you what I see, talk about some of the different details, different factors. And then after that, you have an opportunity to ask more questions. We'll make it more interactive at that point, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, great. In that case, give me just a couple moments of silence. I'm just going to shift my mind into a more meditative state. I'm just going to focus into your life, and then we'll go from there. Give me just a couple moments. Just a moment. Okay, Angie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, all right, great. Tell you what, taking a look here. First, Angie, I just want to mention, as you can imagine, so many different people contact me for different reasons. I work with police sometimes. I work with clients about health issues, all different types of scenarios. I tell you, though, as I focus on your life tonight, I'm actually getting pulled towards a couple different areas. One, I want to mention, as far as life path, as far as career, I'm getting some question marks there, but I do want to, trying to think how to say this. It's like this, Angie, a lot of people I run across, they're very comfortable, like in a structured environment. They get up, they go into work every day, they clock in, they clock out. They're part of a team in the cubicle, supervisor telling them what to do. And a lot of people are comfortable in that type of situation. Now, as I focus on your life, I keep getting a pull towards a different type of environment. And when I say different, I get a strong sense of independence off of you. And that could even more specifically be some type of small business situation. But again, that independence and, it's a thing where a lot of people make better followers than leaders, but I get a sense of your talent, your success, your fulfillment coming out more in this leadership type situation, even if it's leadership over yourself, but here's the thing is that, I keep seeing you too. I mean, you have a lot of good people skills. I keep getting a pull towards maybe some type of coaching or working with people in some type of fashion like that compared to just, sitting on the computer all day or something like that. And, we'll go more into that. But first I want to touch on as far as the relationship area. Angie, a lot of my clients, they're in a solid situation, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband. Now, as I focus on your life, I do get a pull towards someone at the same time, psychically, intuitively, I keep getting a sense of this person being at a distance. It feels like there's this distance, this kind of void thing going on here. And as I look at this, what you're dealing with right now, it does feel like that there's some history to this. It's not something that just popped up in the last, week or so. Also, Angie, romantically, as I focus on this, I get a sense of things being a bit more back and forth, on and off, hot and cold. For example, things are going to get better and then they take a step back. Now, as I focus on this person, even though there's this distance here, as I focus on this person, I'm not getting a sense of a name intuitively, but I see this person involved professionally, feels like they're also working with people, but it's kind of being in charge of something, the sense of authority. One other key detail that I want to bring up is that it does feel like there's some outside interference. It's like a third party involved. It's not just a completely exclusive situation. Now, Angie, these are some of the initial insights I'm getting a pull towards right away. There's more I want to discuss, and I'm sure you have some more questions. Before we proceed forward, though, I just want to make sure that you feel like I've connected with you on an intuitive level and that you feel comfortable proceeding forward with. Okay, great. I always ask that a couple minutes in, again, that's what I'm seeing right away. Now, Angie, I do have a bad habit of just talking and talking. I generally say helpful things, but I want to make sure that we get the specific questions that you have answered. Now, I don't need a lot of information because of the training I've had, because of what I do all the time, but let me ask you, out of what I've discussed so far or anything else, what specifically would you like me to focus in on tonight? What can I help you out with?
Those two things you mentioned are exactly, I have five things on the list, and those were the first two things that and I guess the third is sort of related to the whole, you said career, vocation, independence, that's related. And then I had two other things which I was thinking about, which is sort of where I'll be like 5 years from now, and there's so much uncertainty in my life. And the last thing was sort of like, I don't know, I guess I've been not really like, I don't want to say depressed, but I haven't been like, always happy. And so whether like that would sort of be a recurrent cycle for the rest of my life, because I really don't want to have these sort of cycles of being really happy and then sort of just not being happy. But the first two things, the two things you mentioned were, you really just hit the nail on the head with the, with this person I was in a relationship with, and the outside interference, because he's in a relationship right now with someone else. And then the whole career thing, where I was, in my old job, but I made a lot of money, but I wasn't happy because I had to obey, what I
You're a
thought at the
strong
time.
spirit. You're
Yes.
not a follower, you're a leader. I got that right away about you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it's really helpful you're saying this right now, that I'm actually, I'm going for interview tomorrow, and sort of I want to get back into the same field because of, I guess, the security and the money. But I want to hear more what sort of things you have to say.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we have to get, I mean, you gotta, like as far as going and starting your own business right away, I mean, that feels a bit premature.
Yes.
you don't have that set up yet. And again, it's not
Yes.
necessarily that you have to have your own business. I wasn't saying that. I just got this strong sense of independence. I mean, sometimes you can
Yeah.
be in a working environment where they, not a lot of times, but sometimes you can be in a working environment where they encourage that, or, a lot of like, consultants,
Yeah.
coaches, people. It's like you're working for a company, but you have that freedom there. And you don't have somebody hovering over you and micromanaging you, and you don't have a puppeteer.
Yes.
And that's
People
what
that should
it.
own that.
So I mean, and this interview tomorrow, I mean, it feels like that could be somewhat of that type of situation. I think it's okay for a while, but again, I think the money security, is good, and that's I'm not telling you not to do that. Again, to go off on an entrepreneur path right away, that's premature. I'm not going to re keep repeat
Yes.
myself, but I'm trying to make a point here is that, for a while, an idea might be to keep doing what you're doing, keep your foot in that door. But at the same time, look at maybe how, you could create a more independent environment for yourself. If your workplace isn't doing it for you, how you can create that environment for yourself where basically, you have that, it's not that you have authority issues. It's about having freedom, about being free of
Yes.
freedom of choice. That if you
Yes.
want to work with this person, great. If you don't want to work with this person, great. The harder you work, the more money you make, not the harder you work, somebody else makes.
Yes. Yes.
So and I mean, you have a drive, you have ambition, you have intelligence, you're good with people, So you have a lot going on for you. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, again, I think if you, you know, once you get that narrowed down more and, you know, in that direction, I mean, that, you know, it feels like you're on the right page. But yeah, I guess the one thing I have to say to you about that is keep your eye on, you know, how you can create more freedom, more independence, you know, and it could be a longer term goal. You know, it could be getting another, you know, position at another company, or it could be opening your own business, but keep chewing on that. 'Cause for you to be put in a structured environment where it's micromanaged and there's too many limitations there, to me, that feels like a caged animal, you know? And some people can do it. Some people, that's who they are this lifetime. They're comfortable in that situation. It's like, you know, being in mommy's womb, you know, everything's taken care of for them. But you, you're a strong spirit. You're a fighter. You're a warrior S, you know, so you, if you're in that environment too long, my concern is you start getting depressed. You start feeling like, you know, you're in a prison, you're in a cage, and you have to repress, you know, your inner self, and just be careful about that. You know, those feelings, I think, are there to tell us something. You know, oftentimes when we start feeling like that, it's like a signal from the universe telling us that something's got to change. Something's not right. Something's got to change. And it's, it could be your attitude, but it could also be, you know, you need to be in a different environment, you know? So, I mean, that's what I get about that. I mean, what more specifically about your career path, your life path direction would you like me to focus on? I just want to make sure we get your specific questions answered.
Yeah, I am confused about what is it I really want to do. I mean, I love, so I'm in the field of finance, and, you know, I'm doing investment research, and I really love it. If I could do, if I, you know, I love the work itself. I didn't like my old job because I had to, you know, do things that didn't make sense to me in terms of investing and figuring out what we needed to know.
Right.
And so I guess in my next role, I'm just, I feel like I have to work within this hierarchy. Like I have to, like, I feel like I can't have this independent and the freedom that you want, that I so want desperately, right? I want so deep in my heart. I can't have it like now. I have to like submit myself to something. But I don't know, because you say that it might, you know, it might lead to depression, which I think it certainly felt like I was in a cage in my last job.
Right.
The whole time. And so I'm wondering how you think about that. So like how to think about short term. And so
yeah, I mean,
is it right to just keep a great attitude about it in the short term and sort of just try to repress that even more, just and keep being happy in some other way? You know?
Yeah. I mean, you got different options. I mean, you know, the thing is that, I mean, you know, you got to pay the bills and you gotta survive.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, for you to like drop everything and go try to start a business right now, and I've done it a couple times. You know, and like living in your car, you know, to me that feels more stressful. Some people are cut out for it, and you know, you know, sometimes it can work out, but that can be, you know, sometimes more painful than working at a job that maybe isn't perfect, but you know, that is doable. I guess what I'm talking about is that at the same time, you know, because this job that you're going back into, it feels similar to what you just came out of, but maybe a little different, maybe a little better, a little more suitable, but it still doesn't, you know. And I'm not telling you shouldn't do it. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't do it. I mean, because I think, you know, again, I mean, it doesn't feel like you know, I work with entrepreneurs sometimes and they have everything set up. They have their contacts, they have a business plan, they have where the money's going to come from, and all of that's set up. It doesn't feel like you're there yet. You
No.
know,
Yeah, you're
that
right.
you have the feeling, you know, but you're not there yet. So you gotta, I mean, you gotta survive. You gotta, you know, and I think
Yes.
you'd be more happier working at a mediocre job than not working and trying to figure out how to start a business at this point. So
Yes.
the thing is, you know, an idea, and I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just here to help you fill in the blanks so you can make a better decision. But here's what I see is it, you know, an idea might be to, again, either tomorrow or, you know, another company, get a job, try to pick the
Yeah.
best opportunity for you, get yourself in there. And I think that's all right for a while, but there's a big if there, a big if. If you start to formulate like a longer term goal, it could be a year, it could be 2 years, about maybe, okay, how can you apply your talents to maybe more of an independent environment? It could be your own firm. It could be, you know, because I mentioned like, you know, coaching and consulting. And,
Yes.
you know, it could go into that area where, you know, you position yourself, you start, you know, reading marketing books, you start talking to people that have a similar type of business, you know, because, you know, I don't get a sense like, okay, Angie's doing the wrong thing. She needs to be a helicopter pilot. You know, that's not the sense I get about you. It feels like you're in a decent field and that you have talent there and that you could enjoy it if you could control the environment or if you had more freedom. And you may be able to get that with a company, but you may have to create it yourself. But here's the thing. I mean, working a job that you're not happy in, and that's just the, that's like the rest of your life, you know, for you, I think that would be terrible and depressing. But if you're working at a job and, you know, that maybe again, they're a little, you know, that cage feeling, it's a little structure, the hierarchy, all that stuff, you're in that environment. But if you have like a goal that you're working on, like a prize at the end of the tunnel, you know, you're at night, you're reading marketing books, you're talking to other entrepreneurs, you're doing competitive research, you're looking into how you can design the ideal life for Angie. And while at the same time you have a job to pay the bills and you're living comfortably, but you get obsessed on that goal. Like, how can I, you know, whether it's, you know, I'm not going to say the only thing you that's going to make you happy is running your own company, but I do get a green light towards that direction, you know, just because of the independence. I mean, you may be able to go into a partnership with somebody, but, you know, again, that kind of, you know, all right, let's come up with a goal. Like, what would the ideal day be like for you? Maybe like a year from now or 2 years, and you start asking yourself that question. Okay, I'd have independence, I'd have freedom, I'd be freedom of choice of who I was around, what I was doing. I would be able to be myself. I would use my talents. I would, you know, and I get a sense that, you know, like having variance. Some people are comfortable doing the same thing all the time in the same office around the same people. With you, I get a sense of more variance. Like, okay, maybe you're over here having a meeting. Maybe you're over here doing this. Maybe you're doing some marketing on your website. You're, you know, click, you know, doing this, doing that. You know, so you ask yourself, what would the ideal day be like a year from now or 2 years from now? You start coming up with that vision, that plan. Like, what would make you happy, basically? You know, what kind of lifestyle would make you happy? How much money would you be making? What kind of people would you be around? What would you be doing? You know, so you start asking yourself those questions and write it down. Come up like your master life plan, you know, and
you
get it detailed. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. Let me finish what I'm going to say is that once you have that plan, then, you know, at night, during the weekends, you can start taking steps to get yourself there. And, you know, and I think as long as you have that plan and that vision and that goal that you're working on, you can, you know, you can make it at a job like what you had before or with a new company. I mean, you can make it.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But if you just go get a job and say, okay, that's it, you throw in the towel, and this is my life, I would be more concerned that you would sabotage it within a few months or a year or so and just walk away.
Yeah.
Because you're not happy. It's not who you are, you know. And
yeah.
Is what I'm saying making sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, so I think getting a job is fine, but at the same time, let's work on that longer term goal. And I say longer term, it could be a year, it could be 2 years. And like, how can Angie, you know, create and redesign her life? And it could be a thing that you start on the side. Maybe you start a small business, a finance coaching business, working with business owners, who knows? You start doing something like that. And, you know, you start moonlighting, you know, on the side doing it. It could be a thing where you transition into there where you don't have to actually like quit your job and be broke for a while. Like a lot of business owners are, a lot of entrepreneurs, it could be a thing, an easy transition where you start moving, you slowly, gradually move from, you know, that position to the next, and you get yourself to a point where, you know, you don't even have to quit your job. You're so busy doing what you love that your job just kind of fizzles out. You don't need to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I think that would be ideal for you compared to like what I did, like quitting my job, walking away and like sleeping in my car, you know, and of course I was a young man too. That was years ago. I was a young man and I didn't care, whatever, you know, but,
Do you see me as a philosopher of some sort, like with books and stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, I get a sense of this wisdom inside, you know. That's why I said like coaching and consulting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a lot of different things that you could go into. You know, I mean, you're driven. You got a lot going on upstairs. You're smart. I'm not just telling you that because you're my client. I got you on the phone. I mean, there's a lot of different things like that that you could do. I mean, again, I kept seeing something where you're working with people and coaching and consulting, helping people with problems. And that could be philosophy. It could be finance. You know, I mean, it could be, you know, maybe even something similar to what I'm doing. You know, some type of healing work. I mean, you have some compassion about you, you know, so, I don't think, I mean, I can kind of narrow it down for you, but I don't think anybody can tell you what you're here to do. You got to uncover that yourself, you know, to some degree, you know, and it can change, you know, but yeah, just, corporate, you know, corporate work and just money and buying stuff and materialism, that's okay for some people, but I do get more of a, you know, even if you do it on the side, more of a heart-centered path, like to you know, keep your foot in the door with that. And I even get a well, it's like this, Angie, a lot of people are easily amused. You know, they have their job, they have their money, they buy stuff, they go on little vacations, and that's enough for them.
Yes.
People like me, I think people like you, you know, you specifically, I think, you know, you need more stimulation. And probably, and I'll tell you what I'm getting, probably the only thing that's going to do it for you long term is going to be metaphysics. Maybe philosophy is good, but, you know, metaphysics. Like, you know, going into, you know, reality, like meditation, like, you know, exploring into that and
yes,
taking that on, you know, in a new form, you know, because, you know, again, I mean, that's an exciting realm that you can step into. It's unpredictable. It's intense. It's fascinating. You know, you know, we have training in that area. Other people do, but like, you know, your own intuition and understanding, like how, you know, the spiritual level of reality works, and developing that, developing
Yeah.
of and even developing abilities. I mean, I've taught other people how to develop their own intuition, healing abilities, and we've even got information for like moving objects with your mind. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. But I think that's probably the philosophy feels good, but even that kind of has limitations because that's more of an
Yes.
intellectual. It gets intellectual. It's like, eventually it can get like a dog chasing its tail around in circles. And I love philosophy. I've probably read 10,000 books,
Yeah.
a lot of
Yeah.
different philosophers I've studied under, but again, I mean, thought, the intellect is limited though. Thought is limited. And that's where
Yes,
the
I agree.
intuition, the metaphysics, that's where that door opens. And you can, I mean, you can develop, everybody has that within them, and you can develop that awareness and those abilities. Anybody can. It's just a matter if you set your mind to it and, proper training is that you can open
I've
those
always
doors.
been attracted to that, and just always had this fear I'm gonna, die starving, like homeless or
Yeah.
something, maybe.
Well, you can do both. I mean, you can
Yes.
you can have a
Yeah.
job and at the same time, work on developing
Yes.
that part of your mind. Now, I'll tell you what, I mean,
Yeah.
a lot of especially entrepreneurs, CEOs, I mean, they're highly psychic. I mean, you walk in their office, they don't even need to look at you. They can sense what your motivations are. They can
Yeah.
psychically see what your patterns are, what your strong points are. They feel it. They feel it.
Right.
In fact, Think and Grow Rich
Right.
is, I don't know if you've ever seen that book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's like the
Yes.
yeah, it's like a international bestseller. I mean, that guy, he studied Henry Ford, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers. There's a whole
Yeah.
chapter in there on the sixth sense. In fact, that whole book
Yeah.
is about metaphysics and attraction. So smart people, now it doesn't mean that you have to be a professional psychic. That's not all I'm talking about. I'm just talking about getting that into your life and into the work that you're doing, into your relationships. And I think that's how smart people actually
Right.
operate. They function. And in fact, most
Right.
successful people I've known, like CEOs of major corporations, celebrities,
Yeah.
like high achievers. Most of the
Yeah.
ones I've met are super spiritual, super intuitive. That's how they got to where they were,
Right.
is by you going by their gut, by using that ability. But they also, most of them have some form of training that they use to manage themselves,
Yeah.
Landmark Forum, Scientology, whatever. I mean, there's different approaches out there, but
Yeah, yeah.
so yeah, again, I think if you find yourself feeling mediocre or bored. Just remember I said that. That's probably the one thing that's stimulating enough for you to not get bored, to
Yes.
keep your attention, 'cause it can be mind-blowing, it can be intense, it can be, fulfilling and empowering and everything else all at the same time. Spiritual development, metaphysical development. So I
Yeah.
encourage that, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And it doesn't mean you have to do it professionally. I mean, I have some clients that are like sales trainers or consultants, and
Yeah.
they're not professional psychics, but they use psychic ability, they use intuition and
Yeah.
energy fields and things like that in their day-to-day life. And it gives you an
Right.
edge.
Yeah.
That if compared to people that aren't doing it gives you an edge. People, you're able to
Yeah.
connect with people, you're able to sense what people need to hear.
Yeah,
I mean, I
yeah,
go into
yeah.
meetings some like I do LifeLeap, but also go into meetings sometimes with other projects I have, like humanitarian stuff. I'll walk into a room with
Yeah.
four or five multimillionaires, and I got to know
Uh-huh.
how to communicate. I got to
Yeah.
psychically sense where they are, what's going on behind the
Yeah.
scenes, and I'm
Yeah.
telling you that those
That's
abilities
amazing.
help. So, out of what we talked about
Yeah,
so
you're right.
far, or anything else, what can help you out with? What specifically would you like me to focus on?
Okay, the love thing, the relationship thing, and then I had a couple more questions about like friendships, you know, like what sort of people I should be surrounding myself with right now. I just got back to New York actually last week,
Okay.
after 8 months away. I don't know
Okay.
if you could feel that. Could you feel that, or some
Yeah, I mean, I
sensation
saw
in
some
your chest?
proximity changes, you know. I don't know if it's California, it felt like something West Coast or something. I don't know where you've been, but it feels like you're
I was in
jumping around a
LA.
little bit.
Yes, I was in LA and I was in Singapore and I was
Right.
in Ecuador, and just got back to New York.
Yeah, so you've been jumping
So
around.
yeah.
Yeah, I got that about you, but and again, that's that, you
When
know,
you see,
that personality, you're not easily amused. You need variance. Like I said, you need variance. And that even goes like countrywise. You know. So as far as the relationship, Angie, you know, I could probably talk about it for a couple hours, you know, but I want to make sure I get your specific questions answered. What specifically about that situation would you like me to focus on? What specific questions do you have for me about that relationship?
Is he going to come back to me?
Okay. Well, one thing I want to be clear. You know, a lot of psychics and intuitives, they love to look under their crystal ball and give you a bunch of predictions like reality is already predefined. Like,
Okay, yeah.
well, like we don't have a
Yeah.
choice, which I think is crazy. It's our life isn't already
No.
predefined, that, you know, it's flowing. I mean, there's a sense of where things are going. It's a probability though, you know, and I'm pretty good about picking up predictions probability wise, you know, but I tell you know, let's break it down first. Is it when I first got on the phone, you had said, you know, I told you, yeah, I sense somebody there. There's a distance emotionally and physically, and also said there's a third party involved. Now
Yes.
you clarify that. You said that, yes, he's at a distance, and he's with somebody else right now. Am I correct? Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yes.
So a lot of, you know, it's not just the easy situation. It's a bit on the complex side because I do see him. I mean, there's a newness about this relationship that he's in, and it does feel like it's progressing. So some of what happens between you and him is going to be dependent upon what he goes through with this relationship. Now, I will tell you, well, one, I want to clarify something is that as I focus on him, I get a sense that I do get a sense of sincerity as far as his feelings. I mean, there's an attraction, there's a chemistry, there's a connection that he had with you, and it's still there. It doesn't feel like it's gone. I don't get a sense that, you know, you're just fooling yourself or, you know, he opened himself up to you emotionally and romantically. He wasn't, it wasn't just a hit and run. He wasn't just playing with you. He did. He went there with you. You know, and that part of him is there still. I mean, he's not over. He doesn't get a get by free card. He still feels that. It's still part of who he is. It's a part of his life. Now, on the other side, I do get this different side of him that a, and not all men are like this. I mean, I have men that deal with women in relationships like this, but here's what I get about him. There's also this side of him, like a resistance about the romance, and some of it feels like, not that you did anything crazy. I don't see anything huge. It's not like you slept with five of his friends or anything like that. You know, it's more that he's got some intimacy issues. Like when it
But
comes to it,
sorry.
he's got some intimacy issues when it comes to a
Okay.
deeper level relationship, like the obligation, the responsibility that go into a deeper level relationship. There's another side of him that's resistant about that. It's like,
Is it just for me or
no, I
just
think
in
it's from him.
general?
I think it, you know, my sense is that that was within him even before you came into the picture. You know, it's like,
Yes.
you know, it's like wanting to have a a baby, but not wanting to change the diapers or to wipe snotty nose. Like, he wants the fun part. He wants easy going, things to go smooth. You know, when feelings
yes.
come up, or a woman's
yeah.
needs, you know, your needs come up and become an
yes.
issue. Oh, wait a second. I don't want to deal with that. That's too heavy. That's too much. You know, so there's
you
some.
You know what he told me? He said it should be easy. He said things should be
yeah.
easy.
Yeah, okay.
He told me that.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Sure. The love doctor himself speaks. Yeah, so that's the issue, is it? In this new relationship, Angie, here's what I get about it, is that it feels like, well, the best way to describe it is he picks somebody that's not exactly the sharpest pencil in the box, you know, this new person
uh-huh.
he's with. And it's like, you know, it's like she's there to fill in an empty space. I wouldn't want to be her. We'll just put it that way. It feels like the relationship is more shallow. It's like he's able to be irresponsible and selfish and get away with it. She puts up with it, you know, but it's got, you know, there's some benefits there, but at the same time, it feels more shallow, like something's missing. There's not a deeper connection. There's not a bond. There's not that deeper chemistry that he felt with you. Now, he may continue on in that situation with her, but my sense is that eventually, I mean, and I get a window of probability, maybe around the holidays, maybe a little after, it could be before. I mean, again, I can't guarantee exactly when it's going to happen. I mean, there's lots of moving parts to this situation. Some things are easier to predict, but when you have a situation that's got variable people involved and moving parts, it's not always that easy because it hasn't been defined yet. But here's the thing, is that I get a higher probability that, you know, a couple months, maybe 4 months, a couple windows there where it wouldn't surprise me if things fizzle out, because when you're in a relationship and you don't have that bond, that connection, that chemistry, that gets dry, it gets old. It, you know, it's like, you know, you're just going on empty. It doesn't have, in my experience, I mean, what is that focus on him too? I think he could do it for a while, but then wakes up one day like, wait a second, this is ridiculous. You know, it's like I'm missing out. It's like it's empty. It's boring. It's like nothing there. So right now, I don't think he's willing to acknowledge that. I think he's trying to convince himself that he's doing the right thing or that he's happy. And he's probably going to have to go through a series of, you know, phases or stages before he realizes that he's not really happy and that it's mediocre. And I think at that point, I said, you know, a couple months, maybe 4 months, there's a window of probability that, you know, he'll get out of that situation, or she might. And then at that point, I think they're, you know, again, I mean, until he goes through that phase, that process, he's probably not going to be willing or open to connecting with you again. But I think once he goes through that process, when he's there and he's thinking about having something more real, more substantial, guess who's going to come first up in his mind? It's going to be you, because he had that with you. You know, the relationship, even though there were issues or whatever, it does feel like there was more depth to what you and he had compared to what he's going through now. You know, so I think at that point, you know, there's a decent chance he'll show back up. But again, I mean, some of that too is going to be dependent upon you. You know, I mean, we're all, I don't know how much you saw on our website, but I talk about it. There was the Dean of Engineering at Princeton University. And you know, I mean, you know how smart you got to be to get into Princeton, not to mention to be the Dean of Engineering. They did 30 years of research on psychic influence. They call it remote perception. Basically, like, when he thinks about you, even if you haven't seen him in a month, he's going to tend to feel your emotions, where your mind is. You're influencing people around you all the time. And again, this isn't wacky Dale Sellers from LifeLeap telling you this. This is the Dean of Engineering at Princeton. So we're all influenced. We're all connected like that. It goes into quantum mechanics. the thing that influences people the most is emotions. So, you know, if you're needy and you're wounded and you're hurt and you feel betrayed, if you're depressed, when he thinks about you, he's going to tend to feel that stuff. And that's not going to help. Mm-hmm. I'm not blaming you for the circumstances. I'm just saying that, you know.
I know I wasn't in the best.
Well, I'm even talking about now, though. I'm even talking
now,
about now.
Yeah.
You know, is it, you know, if you.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the more lighthearted, the more excited about life, the more open to the outcome you are, the more flexible, even when you think about him, you know, if you're not bitter or you don't feel betrayed, but you're just like, hey, he's doing this with this other girl. Maybe it'll happen with us someday. Maybe it won't. Either way is okay. The more acceptance you get, I'm not talking about acting that way, but deep down inside, the more you feel that when he thinks about you, he's going to feel that he's going to tend to be attracted to you more. So, you know, it's not just a matter of waiting. You can get involved in that. And I think you'll, you know, if he doesn't show up, you'll be a happier person anyway, you know? So that's what I get about that. I mean, an idea might be to give it some time. You know, you could say 3 months, 4 months, and, you know, take some time, take that energy that's going into him and put it back into your own life, strengthen yourself from the inside out, you know, on that level. And hey, if he shows up 3 or 4 months down the road, then great, you go with it. Or if, you know, you get a bite or some type of activity, he breaks up with his girlfriend and it seems like there's an opening, then great, that's fine. 3 or 4 months comes around, whether he's in the relationship or not, and there's no bites, there's not, you know, nothing happening. At that point, it may be appropriate for you to cut that connection off, go through the healing process, and create an opening for somebody else in your life. You know, because I get a caution light about waiting too long, about putting your life on hold for too long. You know, and be careful about, you know, what I call he's the only one syndrome. You know, there's other people out there that you can connect with and be happy with and maybe even 1,000 times better and more than you did with him. But I know when you're coming out of a relationship, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like you can only be happy with that person. Our mind will trick us like that, you know. But the other issue is that if he comes back into the picture, I mean, the first step is getting him back. And he's got to go through this process with this other woman. And then if he is available, the two of you start talking and things start happening. That's the first challenge. The second challenge is what's going to be different about it this next time around? What's going to prevent, you know, I mean, how are you going to outsmart those challenges? His ego, his selfishness, your needs not being met. You know, how are you going to outsmart that? You know,
you think he's like that?
Well, I do get a sense that there is that, you know, it's like when it comes to a deeper level relationship, the other person's, you know, needs and their emotions, like you said, he wants it all easy, you know, and that's selfish to want everything easy. It's like, well, that's not how life is, buddy. You know, when you're in a relationship, you got to compromise. You got to be there for the other person. It's not always about your need. It's about their needs. You know,
well,
it's about.
That's what he said about me.
I'm sorry, what?
He said about me.
Oh, no. I was talking about him. I was talking about him.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there are things that you can do to possibly outsmart those challenges and, you know, influence him and maybe give him some ideas about how to do things differently. But you're going to have to be real careful about that, you know, and you're going to have to be real smart about it. You know, so I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just here to help you fill in the blanks. I will say there might be somebody else out there for you that might be more compatible, though. That's a good thing to kind of examine right now, you know, but.
That's what you feel? That's what
you
feel? Or are you just saying in general?
Just in general. I mean, I'm not going to try to point you in a direction because I don't, you know, again, I'm not one to tell people what to do. I'm here to help you fill in the blanks. I think you need to be your own authority. You need to make your own decisions. You may decide, even if he's borderline abusive, you may decide that you love him enough to try to fight to make it work. And that's your choice and that's your right. And that's okay. You know, I don't judge people or tell people not to do something. You know, that's not my place. That's not how I see it. You know, but
what do you see about the authority thing? You know, you said your authority at the beginning.
About authority?
Authority. Did I hear that right?
Right.
Authority.
Are you talking about him?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got this, I was talking about like professionally, I got a sense he's working with people, but it's like in charge of something. It's like this, and I think that kind of bleeds over into the relationship area. You know, it's like he thinks he's in charge, you know, when he comes home. And I think that was actually some of the issue. And when I focus on the two of you, it's kind of funny because a lot of times in a relationship, you have like a leader and a follower. And in some ways that works out better because, you know, one person leads and one follows. Now, I don't agree with it. That's not for me. But when I focus on the two of you, it's like two leaders. It's like two tigers together. I think that was a lot of is like you challenged him. You didn't just go along with it. And I think he's attracted to you and he respects you because of it. And he's never going to be able to get you out of his mind because of it. But he also is uncomfortable. He doesn't know how to deal with it. And I think that's, again, that's that, you know, instead of growing through it and embracing it and acknowledging it and making changes within himself, he took the easy route and, you know, distanced himself. Whether or not you ended it or not, it doesn't matter. He pulled back, you know, and said, oh, this is too much. It's too intense. It's too much responsibility. I'm going to go find somebody that's dumb that I can do whatever that'll put up with anything, that'll just go along with it, that'll let me, like, micromanage everything and be the boss. I'm going to go find somebody that will go along with that. But see, the thing is, my sense, and I can't guarantee it, but my sense, though, is that he thinks that that's going to make him happy. But I think when you have a taste of a real relationship where you have partners and, you know, like the kind of intensity that you experience with him, you know, I think he's going to go through a stage where he's right now he's trying to convince himself that he's done the right thing, that he's happy. But I think his days are numbered. And it wouldn't surprise me again, 2 months, 4 months, if things start to fizzle out just because, you know, it's mediocre. It's like you know, it's almost like you went and bought a doll.
I felt the same way.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You know, so I felt awkward saying that right now, but that's how he sees it. It's like he just went and bought a doll to replace Angie. You know, it's like it's not going to work like that. Go ahead and try to convince yourself that it will, but you know, and he just needs to go through that right now. Now he may stay in it long term, but again, if anybody misses out, it's going to be him. You know, because he's in a mediocre situation. That's my sense. And he didn't really even have the capacity to be in a relationship. It felt like it was pretty soon after the two of you broke it off that he ended up in this new situation. Am I correct? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're not even, your cup is already still full. And here you are trying to throw yourself into a new romance. It doesn't work like that. You know?
No, I had a dream he met someone. I had a dream he met someone in LA.
Right.
I had the dream like 2 months before he told me.
So bam, there you go. You saw it. We're everybody's psychic. We're all tapped in. It's a part of being alive. It's an innate human ability. I mean, I had no abilities before. I was just an average guy. I just went and got training, you know, so if I can develop it to the point, because I work with police officers. If I wasn't good, I wouldn't be doing that.
I want to get training too. I want to get training.
Well, we offer it on our, you know, we offer it.
I
have students all over the world. You know, I mean, you might be able to find something locally, whatever. I mean, there's nothing stopping you.
I want to do it now. I don't do it now. I want to do it once I get a job, and then I can do this. Like, well, actually, I can do it. I'll need some time, but it's not my priority right now. But I'm going to do it at some point,
right?
Because this is really great. Yeah.
Well, the thing, and I was going to mention that as before we get off the phone, is you talked about depression and stuff, and
yes.
See, I'll be honest with you. I got into this training. I didn't care about intuition or psychic stuff a whole lot. I got into this training originally for selfish reasons because I don't like to suffer. I'm allergic to it. I don't like other people or situations controlling me. I don't like being depressed. I don't like being, I had some anger issues. I don't like being angry. I don't like renting out the space in my head to other people that, you know, aren't paying rent, So I went in, different training systems until I finally found something that works. But the intuition, the metaphysical side of the spiritual side, the psychic abilities, that's more of a side effect of getting control of yourself internally inside, like getting control of your emotions, like wiping out the depression, wiping out the hopelessness, the neediness, the anxiety, the confusion, getting that cleared out. And as you do that and you get the stuff out of your head, you basically start to detoxify your life, where you're not walking around throughout the day like a badly wired robot, like a lab rat. As you go through that process of just clearing out everything, where you're happy, where you're content, when you, your intuition and other abilities start to show up just naturally as a side effect. I mean, of course we have methods to help you develop that, but that's a big myth about spirituality and about intuition. I think is it's not about learning something new. It's about getting the garbage out of your head and your heart that's preventing it from naturally occurring, with you, before we get off the phone, I want to mention, whether it's through us or somebody else, as far as being happy, again, most of the people I know, like successful people, have some form of training that they use like daily to manage themselves. A lot of our training comes from a military intelligence project with the Air Force focused on combat traumatology. That's where I got the same training I teach. That's where it came from. And I figure if it works at soldiers, helping them get control over their, they come out of war, they see people die, they're depressed. I figure if it helps them, it'll surely help me, So there's methods that you can use to, manage your happiness. If you're depressed, there's methods that you can use to manage yourself to where you're not just reacting to what's going on around you. You're not going through these patterns or cycles. It's about you taking control over yourself. And you can do that. You can feel however you want to feel anytime, regardless of what's happening around you. You can control that. And because I use methods, throughout the day, I use tools like that to keep myself in check. But usually if I'm experiencing emotion, whether it's grief or whatever, it's because I'm allowing it to be there. But just because of the training I've had, I've got control over that for the most part. I'm a lot better than I was. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to, it would shut my abilities down, that I use in my work. I wouldn't, even talking to you, I wouldn't be able to function on an intuitive level if you don't have control over yourself. So what I'm trying to say is you're not stuck, and don't wonder if you're going to be depressed or if you're, not going to be happy. Get your mind off of if it's going to happen, and get your mind on what you got to do to make sure you're in charge of your own life. Whether it's a philosophy. I mean, philosophy is good, but there's an old saying, like, trying to gain enlightenment by reading a book is like trying to scratch an itch through your shoe. It kind of works, but you just don't get the itch, like meditation, not all meditate. I mean, like TM, breathing through your nose, out through your mouth. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I'm talking about like specific methods for breaking up emotional patterns, for using, for activating emotions and using them, because your emotions are all tied in again, with everything like emotions are the driving force behind all things spiritual and metaphysical. It's like, that's where it all starts, you know? So you get control over that stuff. And again, I would get focused more on that. Like, you know, instead of being confused and wondering and hoping and waiting, you know, throw yourself into something. You know, look at our training, look around locally, you know, find something, yes. You know, work on getting some tools to manage yourself to where, like, if you get depressed, you know, you pull out a specific visualization right there, you break it up on the spot to where within 10 minutes, you're not depressed anymore. I mean, that's like, you know, that's a good skill to have those tools, you know? We have them, other people do. So I would look into that, you know, and
yes.
You know, again, that's where you're, as you do that, that's yes. where that metaphysics, you know, the spirituality, the spiritual awareness starts to show up. You know, that's where, as a side effect, that starts to come into your life more.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, there's,
I really love that.
Yeah. I mean, there's things you can do. I know processes. I could run an average person over the phone, even in 30 minutes, and blow your perception open where you're like a super psychic and you can see through walls. And it's not hard to do. Anybody can develop that ability. I know, you know, we've done field studies with the Air Force mm-hmm. on uh-huh. those types of experiences. I know how to do it to somebody. So opening
you
up your awareness,
uh-huh.
opening uh-huh. up your awareness and abilities is not the challenge. There's easy methods to
uh-huh.
do that. But
uh-huh.
I try to say, okay, that's not the challenge. Like, functioning in your life with that kind of awareness, that's the challenge. That's why, like with our training, we break it up over a period of time and give
right.
you tools to
right.
manage yourself, you know, without it,
right.
you know, becoming a curse or like terrifying
right.
you. It's like, no, let's
right.
ease you into this. You know, I mean, it's
right.
just like taking a martial arts class. Most classes you go to, they don't like throw you in to a fighting ring the first day and you don't get punched in the face. You know, no, you learn to stretch, you learn to kick, you learn to fight, you know, maybe a couple months, 3 months down the road, they let you start sparring some, but they don't, you know, they don't rush you into that, you know, and that's the same thing, you know? So, but the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, and you got a good mind for that too. I think you could really excel and really open yourself up and reach, you know, levels of spiritual awareness and reality. I mean, the experiences
mm-hmm.
you can have are mind blowing,
mm-hmm.
intense, crazy,
mm-hmm.
fun, exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That you, you know, could do that. And I encourage you, whether it's through us or somebody else, you know, don't walk away from it. Keep going in that direction, you know, and, it's not a matter of, I mean, cause see, a lot of psychics will say, well, I was born with a gift or I'm a special person. It's like, yeah, right. Whatever. You know, they want you to think they're
yeah.
special and these like super beings. So you need them and you have to keep paying them. And what I'm telling you is that you can be, you know, you got everything inside of you. It's just a matter of opening that up and developing that, you know?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about everything we discussed tonight?
It was really good. I'm, you know, I feel very affirmed in some of these things I've been reflecting about on my own as well.
Good.
And so, I really thank you for that because, you know, a lot of the issues you touched on, I really gained a lot of affirmation and clarity.
Good. Good. And some direction too. I mean, I gave you like
yeah.
with the relationship I laid out and that's not just general information
yes.
I give to everybody. It's because as
yes.
I'm talking to you, I'm focused on you. I'm focused on him, the timing, the dynamics, the factors is specifically
yes.
about you. So that's what I'm saying is that the like putting a timeline on it, those strategies I brought up, that's that's a plan. I'm not telling you have to do it, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know,
I have a question about that more, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah. Real quick, cause we're already running several minutes over on the session.
Yes.
I do have another client coming up. So yeah. One more
mm-hmm.
question. What is it? So what's your question?
I'm trying to phrase it in easy ways.
Okay.
Is it, I know I've been thinking a lot about him, and I want us to really start anew. But like you said, what the new relationship is like, it's something we have to manage. You know, he's 10 years older than me.
Right.
And I really want us to start anew. And, you know, I was reading a lot about the role of a woman, and, you know, we talked about how we're both, like, leaders. And I actually think that I should try to, like, compromise more and, like, be more open with him and all that. So I don't know if you think this is, like, the right way to think about it.
I think...
You know, all these things about how a woman should be more, like, you know, not should, or, like, can be more vulnerable, like, emotionally, you know, like, I don't know, but...
Yeah, I don't think there's a cookie-cutter approach to any of that stuff. And I think there's a time and a place for everything. Like, sometimes you need to be a leader. And I think you need to be yourself. I mean, you're a strong personality. You're a warrioress, you know. I think if you try to suppress that, it's going to blow up. You know, you're going to blow up. Your hair is going to fall out, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, you got to adjust yourself to the, you know, I mean, sometimes, like, if the two of you get into a debate, for example, at times it may be, you know, because when I focus on him, it's like he gets reared up and, you know, intense. And if you, no matter what you say, you're not going to reach him. So it,
yeah,
like, if it, you know, if that occurs, like mm-hmm. that cycle, that pattern occurs, you know, it doesn't mean that you're submissive, but you wait for him to calm down maybe the next day. And then you address it differently. Maybe like with a sense of humor, you bring it up, the issue, in a lighthearted way. And so it's not about repressing yourself. It's about doing things differently, like sensing, you know, what's going to work and what's not going to work. And that's the one thing I love about intuitive abilities, is knowing how someone's going to react before you say something, before you say it. That saved me a lot of struggle with my own wife and my teenage daughters. I can't tell you, but don't say that because she's going to blow. And sensing that psychically and knowing that, you know, so I don't think there's any way that you should be or not be. And watch out about, like, you know, these people that have all these theories or ideas. It's like, you know, life is fluid. It's flowing. And, you know, sometimes it's appropriate for you to be a leader and a fighter. Sometimes it's appropriate for you to take a step back and let somebody else fulfill that role, you know? But I think the most important thing is for you to, you know, because you got some time now, is to go, you know, an idea is to go inside yourself and work on strengthening yourself and opening up your awareness on a spiritual and a psychological level. Not reading books, but like meditation, like the stuff we have or the stuff somebody else has.
Uh-huh.
Like, strengthen yourself from the inside out, your own intuition, your awareness, being able to outsmart those challenges and prepare yourself. So if you end up with him or the next guy, you know, because as you change, who you are in the relationship changes, and who you are in the relationship changes, that changes the whole thing, you know. And I'm not blaming you for what occurred. I'm just saying there's a factor there. The best thing you can do is to work on strengthening yourself, your own awareness, being able to outsmart the challenges, your own intuition. And being able to even influence things on a metaphysical level.
Yeah.
We do that through emotion. We work on that stuff. I think that's the best thing you can do. Forget that advice about how a woman should be submissive, submissive, you know. You know, again, I mean, I have no respect. I have little respect for women that are submissive, you know. And most of the ones that'll do, in my experience, because I work with hundreds of people a year, sometimes more than that. But, and I'm not against women. I'm just saying people that don't speak their mind are oftentimes, they're the ones that like poison you in the middle of the night or like stab you, or they blow up and leave you and you don't know what happened. It's because everyone's got a voice inside, a desires. And I've always tended to get along with people more that are outspoken and feisty and tell me what's on their mind. I want to hear it, you know? I want you to say it because I know it's there one way or the other. It's there. So I want you to say it because I want things to be real. And I think that's a good, a good perspective to come from. But again, there's no cookie cutter approach. You know, a lot of it's going to be like with him, it's going to be being able to spot the issues and outsmart them. Like, well, if I do this instead, like I did this last time, it didn't work. If I do this instead, it'll probably work better. Like being able to, it's like a chess game, and that's how life can be sometimes, like outsmarting the challenges. And that all involves your intelligence, your awareness, your spiritual awareness, your intuition. That's how you gain that ability to outsmart those challenges, is by working on yourself. And in my experience, that's the best thing you can do. You know, so look at our training program, look around at other places. You know, I think that's probably the most radical, important thing you could do right now in your life. And it'll help you with your business too, you know, to keep yourself focused. Cause if you're going to achieve things in life, you can't be getting depressed and confused.
No.
You know, that's not going to get you anywhere. You got to learn to manage yourself, not like a robot, but you know, I mean, it's nice to react to a beautiful sunset or kids playing in the park, but confusion and depression and angry and betrayed, those are that stuff doesn't do anything for you. It's not going to get you anywhere, you know. Yeah. And I can show you how to control that stuff. Other people can too, but look for tools. I think that's a good thing for you to focus on. Look on how to get yourself under control, you know. Now I got to go up the phone. I got another client coming up, but think about what we talked about. And as things progress, you get stuck, you need some help, you decide you want some training, whatever, you get back in touch with us. All right.
Okay.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Take care. Okay. All right. Bye.